players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, thank you, Rod, Roddy, and hi, everybody. Welcome to Wild and Willy Press Your Luck, where you never know what's going to happen. It can be big bucks. Whammy can take away money, and we're looking for big bucks, and so are the contestants. Let's meet them right now, starting with our returning champion, Gary Hogue. How are you, Gary?
Peter, great.
5582, I bet you're great. Gary, now, you write children's books, is that the case?
Oh, you bet I do.
What's the latest title?
I Heard of a Nerd Bird.
It has any special meaning?
No, just a nerd bird's a curious little bird. It's much like a whammy. So it's the nerd birds against the whammies today.
Oh, well, I hope the nerd birds prevail, Gary. Good luck to you today. Our second player is Julie Plotkin. How are you, Julie?
How are you, Peter?
I'm fine. Sounds like you're going to have your own series pretty soon, Julie.
Hopefully.
I can understand. You're very attractive. Julie, what do you do?
Right now, I go to school at Orange Coast College, and I'm studying pre-law. I'm unemployed, and I'm just relaxing for the summer, so...
A little relaxation, you might as well walk away with 100 grand, right?
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
Oh, my God. Good luck, Julie.
Thanks.
Our third player is Thad Kissel.
All right.
How are you, Thad?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Great.
You're going to be a particular kind of policeman, is this the case?
I'm
going to
be a military policeman in the United States Marine Corps.
MP.
Yeah!
Woo! Tough guy.
Yeah.
So you have to get used to other tough characters, than maybe the whammy.
I'll be the toughest. I'm the toughest.
Prevail over the whammy, you think?
Yep.
All right.
You bet.
Yeah, good luck to you. Let's
All
see
right.
how this game goes.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Give me a buzzing answer, 3 spins, a multiple choice answer, 1 spin. Here's the first question. Dinah Shore, Suzanne Summers, or Lonnie Anderson? Which one has not been romantically linked with Burt Reynolds? Julie?
Dinah Shore?
Is it Dinah Shore, Suzanne Summers, or Lonnie Anderson, Gary?
Could you repeat the question real quick, Peter?
Dinah Shore, Suzanne Summers, or Lonnie Anderson? Which one has not been romantically linked with Burt Reynolds?
Suzanne Summers.
All right, who do you think it is, Thad?
I'll go with Dinah Shore.
Well, of those three ladies, only... Does the audience... Who is it? Suzanne Summers is not linked with Burt, and Gary gets a spin. Give the audience a spin. Absolutely. All right, second question. According to a recent magazine article... There are 3 most common fears or phobias. One is fear of public speaking, and another is fear of insects. What is the third fear, Gary?
Fear of heights.
Is it fear of heights, snakes, or water, Julie?
Fear of heights.
All right, let's go to Thad.
I'll go with fear of heights, Peter.
Third most common fear is heights, indeed. Gary goes to 4, Julie a spin, Thad a spin. Third question. Globes, granos, pearl, and Bermuda are all types of what vegetable, Thad?
Oysters.
Is the correct answer oysters, squash, or onions, Gary?
Onions.
What do you think, Julie?
Onions.
They're all types of onions. That's right. Gary goes to 5, Julie to 2, and Thad wishes he could do it all over again. All right, here we go with the last question. According to the familiar Mother Goose rhyme, who went to the cupboard to fetch her poor Thad?
Mother Hubbard.
To fetch her poor doggy a bone? Was it Old Mother Hubbard, Little Miss Muffet, or Goldilocks, Gary?
Old Mother Hubbard.
What do you think?
Old Mother Hubbard.
Julie's right. It's Old Mother Hubbard. Gary goes to 6, Julie to 3, Thad to 4. I'm going to turn those into bucks. I know you are. And we'll be back for big bucks right after these words. Don't go away. I know, you're here just because I'm a wonderful guy, but just because of that, we're going to throw in bucks. That's why you really want to be here, isn't it? Yeah, well, at least you're honest. There's over 13,000 up there. There are also some whammies that are, they're not real friendly. They take away your money, so you don't want any part of it. You want to win this round, however, because you want the money, and you want to play last in the final round from a strategic point of view. You know about passing remaining spins, and you know what happens with 4 whammies, right? You are O-H out of here, so fewest spins first, Julie.
Okay,
let's get
come
some
on,
bucks.
Big bucks.
stop at 300 and spin. First place, we'll have you 3 spins, Juliet.
Here we go. Okay, big bucks, let's go. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at advanced 2 spaces to $500. 800, 2 spins, press or pass.
I'm going to press my luck. I'm going to go. Okay, big bucks, no whammies. Let's go, stop.
Stop at $500. 1,300. Now, Julie, you have 1 spin left. Do you want to press your luck or pass?
One more time. I'm going to go. Okay, big bucks, no whammies. No whammies, stop.
Stop at 300 more. $1,600, no whammy. That's a nice way to start off. Bad, 4 spins.
All right, let's go. Big bucks here. Big bucks, no whammies. And stop.
Stop at an answering
machine.
All
right, all right.
Bad, that's worth $320. 3 spins,
okay,
second place.
Go, Peter. All right, big bucks here. We need the big bucks. And stop.
Stop at 100 and a spin. Right. 420. Still second place, 3 spins.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to go. I'm going strong here, Peter. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin.
All right, all right.
720, still 3 spins. But 900 shy of Julie.
Peter, we're going. Nothing's stopping us here. And big bucks, and stop.
Stop at 550. 1270, 2 spins, moving up to Julie's territory.
We're going, Peter, we're going. Big bucks here, more big bucks, and stop.
Stop at 550. First place with 1820, 220 more than Julie, 1 spin.
I'm going to pass that.
Pass it to Julie. It's yours. Let's see if you can pass up Thad. Here we go, Julie.
Okay, big bucks. Come on, let's go. Big bucks, 1500, no whammies, and stop.
Stop. Thad, you just made an enemy of a very attractive lady. $0, and we now go to Gary with 6 spins. Are you ready?
Let's go to the big board for some big bucks. Let's go. Here we go for big bucks. Stop.
Stop at big bucks. $1,000, 5 spins, second place, Gary.
Let's go to the big board. Let's get some big bucks. Here we go. We're going around and around we go. Stop.
Stop at 500.
500, yeah.
1,500, 320 less than Thad, 4 spins, Gary.
Let's go, let's go. Round we go, around the big board, stop.
Stop at 350.
Yeah.
1,850, first place by $30, 3 spins, Gary.
Let's go. Here we go for some big bucks, some big bucks, some big bucks.
Stop.
Whoa.
He did look like a nerd bird, you know?
I think
2 spins
did,
left, Gary. 1 whammy. You want to hit it again?
I want to hit it again,
all
Peter.
All right, here we go.
Let's hit it again. Let's hit it again. Let's go for the big bucks. Let's hit the big bucks.
Another nerd bird. Gary, you have 2 whammies, no dollars, 1 spin. You want to be careful about picking up a 3rd whammy in round 1. What do you want to do with that 1 spin?
I don't want that 3rd whammy, Peter. I'm going to pass it.
Pass it, Thad. It's yours. You have first
place.
All right,
here we go.
Hold on to it.
More big bucks. More big bucks. No whammies. They're staying away. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $700. Yeah. Gary, yeah. 0. Julie, 0. Thad is 25-20. First place, you have the advantage. You'll play last. We'll be back after this with a whole new round of Dress You Up. Stay with us. This is the tough part, gang. This is where we ask the questions. We demand answers. And if they match, you get spins. Not a bad deal, right? You ready for the first question?
You bet.
Okay, here it comes. According to the United States Census Bureau, what fraction of today's American households receive some form of government aid? Gary?
1/4.
Is it 1/4, 1/2, or 3/4, Julie?
1/4.
What do you think,
Thad? I'll go with a half.
Some form of government aid is received by 1/2 of American
yeah!
households.
All right.
Thad gets 8 spins. Did I hear a marine hoot up there? I mean, just faintly?
I think it's my brother.
Okay. Just wanted to identify him. Okay, Thad. Here we go with the second question. What is the name of America's biggest selling wine company? Julie?
Gallo.
Is it Gallo, Carlo Rossi, or Paul Masson? Gary?
Paul Masson.
What do you think,
Dad? I'll go with Paul Masson.
Yeah? Gallo's going to be very unhappy because that's the largest wine company, Gallo. Judy gets three spins. It's okay. Gallo only spends about $40 million a year to about $10 million in Paul Masson, but it doesn't make any difference. He's just not upset that two people out of three didn't know the answer to the question. Here go the next question. 20 years ago, she sang I Got You, Babe, and showed her navel. Gary?
Cher.
Now she has one Oscar nomination under her belt, and she stars in the movie Mask. What's her name? Is it Cher, Diana Ross, or Sally Field, Julie?
It's Cher.
Who do you think it is,
Dad? Gotta be Cher.
That versatile lady, Cher, of course. Gary, three. Julie goes to four, and Thad gets a spin and goes to two. Last question. What was the last U.S. president to use horse-drawn transportation for most of his travel, Thad?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Is it Theodore Roosevelt, James Garfield, or Woodrow Wilson, Gary?
Roosevelt.
What do you think, Julie?
Can you repeat them again, please?
Sure. Theodore Roosevelt, James Garfield, or Woodrow Wilson?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Draft horse-dependent president was Teddy Roosevelt. Gary goes to four, Julie to five, Fran to five. And big bucks time, so come on back. You people are going to go to the big board and you've got to get all the money away from the wedding. All right, you want to go after all those bucks?
Yeah.
You know how much is up there? Do you have any idea how much is up there?
$100,000.
What a guy. Ted, you can take this job, and I'll come up there and win the game, all right?
They're
over $100,000. There's great prizes, all kinds of things you don't want to whammy, obviously. And Thad, you'll play last since you won around one.
All right.
And a tie between Gary and Julie. $0. Play to my left is first. Gary, $0. Four spins, two wins.
Great. I'm ready for it. Let's go. Let's go around that big board. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at $2,000. Second place, three spins, Gary.
Let's play. Let's go around. Let's look for big bucks. Let's go.
Stop at $1,750. First place by about $1,230.
Let's play. Let's play. Let's play for big bucks this time. Let's play. Stop.
Stop at $4,000. That's a spin. $7,750, Gary. Two spins. What do you want to do?
I want to play.
Play on.
Here we go. We're looking for big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750. $8,500, Gary. You have about $6,000 more than Thad. One spin.
I'm gonna play!
Play!
I'm gonna play the
play
board!
On, McDuff.
Let's go! Let's go for big bucks! Let's look for the big bucks! Stop!
Stop!
Oh,
that hurts, Gary, but you are not out of the game. Things can happen here. You never know. So stick with us. We're going to Julie with five spins. All right,
okay,
Julie, see if you can do better than Gary.
Let's go! This one's for my buddy Solo! Let's go! Big bucks! Come on, Solo, you're with me!
Stop at a game table, Julie. Valued at $2,195. Second place, four spins.
I'm gonna go.
All right.
Okay, this one's for Manny. Let's go. Come on, big bucks, no whammies. $5,000 and a spin. Stop.
Stop at $5,000 a spin. You called it. You got it, Julie. $71.95. Four spins. First place. What do you want to do?
How much more do I have?
You have about $4,600 more than Thad.
Hey, one more time.
Right.
One more time. Woo! Big bucks! Let's go! Come on, let's have that big bucks again! $5,000 again would be real nice! Let's go! Stop!
Stop at $7.50.
That's good!
$79.45, three spins. About $54.25 more than Thad. What do you want to do,
I'm
Judy?
Go!
Go again, okay!
Woo! One more! Okay, come on, big bucks! Big bucks, I gotta do it! Let's go! No whammies! Please, no whammies! And stop!
Stop at $1,500. $94.45, $6,925 more than Thad.
Oh, I'm gonna pass.
Pass. They go to Thad. Two. You have to take that.
Seven spins.
Are you ready?
Here we go, Peter. Big bucks all the way. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at a big screen TV, Thad. That's $3,800. Okay. Moves you up. The 6,320. One more spin
go
you have
on,
to take.
Go on, Peter. Here we go. Big bucks. $5,000 and a spin for my girlfriend, Adriana. Here we go. Big bucks and stop.
Stop.
Oh.
63-20 gone, Thad, but you have five spins.
Five spins. Here we go, Peter, starting fresh. Big box here. Big box, no whammies, and stop.
Stop.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you were an MP, you could arrest them by now, Thad.
I would.
Two whammies, no dollars, but four spins.
All right, four spins. Here
again.
We go, Peter. Here we go. Big box here. Big box, no more whammies. No more whammies. Big box, and stop.
Stop. And
oh.
Whammy. Three in a row, Ted. You have three spins left. If you get one more whammy, not only will you be out of the game, Julie will be the champ.
I'm going. Whammies are out
Julie,
of my
hang
system.
On. A whammy makes you the champ.
Big bucks. We're going, Peter. Big bucks. We're going. 5,000 in a spin. No more whammies. And stop.
Stop at 1750.
Right.
You're back in the game.
All right.
Second place, two spins, three whammies.
I'm passing those spins,
Peter. Strategy. Julie?
Passing those spins.
94.45, two spins you have to take. Here you go. Here we go.
Big bucks, please. Big bucks. This is for all my friends.
Stop at $500. 99.45. Julie, you have one more spin you have to take. If you can avoid the whammy, you'll be the champ. If you whammy, it's Thad the champ. Are you ready, Julie? And Thad?
Okay.
Here we go.
No whammies.
Who's
it going to
be today?
Whammies, just go. Go. Big bucks, let's go. This is it. Big bucks and stop.
Stop and move on space to Waikiki or 1,000 in a spin.
Waikiki?
Waikiki, Julie, you got it. You're the champ today at $1,038. Congratulations, and we'll come back and talk to you right after these words. Today's big special up winner, Julie, with $10,983. And I know you're dying to know what you won, so Rod, right if you love this one, we'll tell you. Rod.
I'd be delighted to tell you, Julie, you have won a cocktail crap table. This elegant and functional table is crafted with solid oak. A removable glass top protects the casino layout. Cocktail crap table from Alan Ramsey. And Julie, you have won a pleasant Hawaiian holidays, fabulous week in famous Waikiki, including air transportation, luxury accommodations, and a car for a day. Enjoy a pleasant Hawaiian holiday from Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays. Julie, those prizes total $3,233, combined with the $7,750 in cash you won, and that gives you a grand total of $10,983. Congratulations!
All right, Julie, $10,983, and you get to come back and do it again. Congratulations to you. Well done. Gary, you are leaving us with $5,582. Yeah. A pleasure having you with us. Good luck to you. Dad, thank you for being with us. Good. We've got some nice prizes for you. Enjoy your role as an MP, all right?
Thank you, Peter.
And before we leave, I have a goodie here from Susan Chatham of Stamford, Connecticut. And she says, I came to beat the whammy, you see, but that turkey took it all from me. I guess I overpressed my luck. He came and took my very last buck. Next time I'll bring my loaded gun because, whammy, I owe you one. That's right. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Winners. It's triumph and glory only for the best.
It was a lot harder than it looked.
And a trip to the dog pound for the rest.
This is a reality show nightmare.
Dog Eat Dog. Weeknights at 9 on GSN, the network for games. On the next Average Joe.
I can't believe it's coming to an end either way.
Love is on the line as Adam and Jason fight for Milena's heart.
I think it's torture for her.
It's going too fast.
Two men.
You guys are so different.
Two dates.
Spinning.
One heartbreaking choice.
Tonight the romance has to end.
Will Average Joe stay or go? The 2-hour Average Joe finale, Wednesday night at 10 on GSN.